The Apple Effect, podcasts of the Apple Story, brought to you by iMug and Museum Victoria.
In this podcast from the Imaging Showcase, Ralph Learmont describes how he used the Apple One scanner to change the way he worked, in particular, creating instruction manuals.
As an engineer, I had a need for a device such as a scanner to help me with the composition of instruction manuals. I was aware of the Apple scanner in the year 1991 or so, and I'd been to a friend of mine and seen it in operation, and I was absolutely so impressed by how easy it made certain of my tasks, such as sort of things that we used to do by photocopying, erasing and redrawing were no longer necessary. When I saw that the Apple scanner, not only could it capture images from paper, such as line drawings, it allowed me to make adjustments, to edit and draw over, and to, for example, get rid of unwanted blemishes and faint lines. I was able to make good use of the scanner by capturing drawings, such as engineering drawings, in great detail, trimming them or cropping them as is known, combining that with text entered from the computer using programs such as PageMaker and Freehand. In other words, I was able to come up with really good looking instruction manuals in short time, which were of much higher quality and were in fact very editable at later times. This resulted in a huge saving of time and effort on my part. In about 1991, late 1991, I hunted around and I went to an Apple store in Dandenong called DesignWise, where I inquired about not the Apple scanner, but a slightly different version of a scanner, but was told it wasn't nearly as good as the Apple scanner. They had a second-hand, the very original Apple scanner in stock, and it was much larger than what I thought I needed, but having seen it run through its paces, I decided on the spot that this is what I needed. So I forked out something like $1,600, I think it was, for almost new Apple scanner, the very original Apple scanner. The Apple scanner came bundled with software known as simply Apple Scan. Apple Scan controlled the scanner mechanically. It allowed a user to do a practice pass, or what was called a preview pass, to get a fairly quick idea of how the image would appear, whether or not, for example, it was skewed or straight, or whether or not the image you needed appeared correct. Following the previous scan, you were permitted to go in and make fine adjustments to the area to be captured. After purchasing the scanner, I took it home and I practiced with it until I felt very comfortable with the way it worked, and I immediately saw that even though I had a lot of work waiting for it to do, I became a little bit carried away and started scanning things which I really had no need for. I grabbed some photographs and I put them on the plate, and even though they didn't turn out as well as I might have expected, they still were remarkably good. Other things were newspapers, magazines. I'd just plonk on the scanning bed and take a quick scan, and I was absolutely amazed with what it could do. The original Apple scanner was replaced not long after by the second model that Apple produced, which was known as the Apple One scanner. The main difference with that one was that it was able to capture photographic detail in a much better way than the original scanner. As far as its black and white abilities was concerned, it was about the same as the original version, perhaps a little bit faster, but not really that much different. I kept using the scanners for quite a few years, and I never had any trouble with them. Because I had two scanners and I didn't need them, I put the first one up for sale and it was snapped up very quickly. In a way, I regret that I ever sold it, because it was the first scanner that Apple ever produced.